something small, yellow, especially a coat neck.
What?
Okay. And then, what kind of melon is that?
Watermelon, yes, melon.
Do you have another name for mushroom?
Cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the little things about this size with round tops that come up in the field or in the woods or in the yard after it rains?
Mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think you mentioned these before when you were talking about the different kinds of melons, that they're large and green and people eat them in the summertime.
Watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we were talking about mushrooms a minute ago. What are the ones that you don't eat?
Chicharito, mushrooms.
Okay. Is there another name for something that's kind of like a mushroom, or maybe a little bit bigger than a mushroom? It looks about the same.
Toadstool.
Okay, is there a difference between mushrooms and toadstools?
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference?
Toadstools is just one. Comes up about a big umbrella like top, and then mushrooms are just a little twister.
Okay. If a man had a sore throat and he tried to get something to go down, they couldn't, you might say he couldn't.
Swallow.
Okay. What if people smoke?
Cigars, cigarettes, packs.
Okay. If there are a lot of people at a party having a good time and they're standing around the piano, what do they do?
Singing.
And what if somebody tells something that's really funny? What do they do?
Laugh.
Okay. If you wanted to give somebody something, maybe a coat or something like that, and they wouldn't accept it, you'd say they might not accept it because I didn't want to be. If somebody offered you something and you didn't want to take it, you might say that you appreciated it, but you didn't want to be.
Obligated to.
Okay. If somebody asked you to do a certain job and you know that you'd be able to do it, you might tell them, I will do it, or I
can't.
If
or can.
Alright, and then if you would be able to do it, you say
I can.
And if you wouldn't be able to do it, you say
I cannot.
And shorter?
Can't.
If somebody asked you about sundown, what you've been doing all day, what would you tell them?
Working.
Okay. If you were talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive or something, that a lot of them are
dead.
If you borrow something and you knew that it belonged to somebody else and you wanted to take good care of it, what would you say about it? You had to be
careful.
Okay, why would you need to be careful with it?